Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Our concern is all the citizens of our country and South Africa. But because we're coming from a crisis center background, we're also trying to think what would happen to those people that rely on the chronic medications, etc., or they need oxygen and ventilators. How will they be able to survive, and what measures have been put in place to this year now? So the grid is failing and the grid is going to collapse, but many people will try to make some. You know, if you want to cook outside, we're probably going to light a fire or use gas. But these patients itself, how would we be able to now see what we can do? And the only way we'll be able to do this, all of us coming together and see how we can able to plan, because no one's going to actually look at these people that are, you know, that rely on oxygen. In fact, they are alive with oxygen and electricity. What have we put in place for that, or how could we put in place something for this?
With that said, I understand that you've written to the KZN Health Department voicing your concerns over the preparedness of hospitals and community clinics in relation to this possible grid collapse. Have you received a response yet?
I have received the response saying that my concerns are noted, and we have to, however, get the relevant departments like disaster management, the electricity and operations planner involved, and also the provincial health. So I have written to the necessary departments again. We have received a response that they have acknowledged the concern, and they're now going to look forward to see how we'll discuss this issue. And I think it's something that we left out, because these people, even if you're going to call, try to save someone and there's no electricity there, what have we placed? Are we looking for the medical facilities with generators? And what have we done? I'm not even touching about if 1 week we don't have lights, for example, what will be the current situation with fridges, with the food? It's going to cause a huge impact in our community now.
How then do you think that the community could come up with interventions which people can take to sort of survive this grid collapse if it does happen?
Appealing to all religious and all NGOs, NPOs and civil sectors to let's do planning, and let's see how we can't leave our municipality and government to these things. They rely more on the private sectors as community leaders. Let's put measures in place to make sure that every one of us see this threat alive and see, yes, that we can have this measure should, because we don't want to be coming into a situation where we lose our loved ones because merely that there was no electricity. We try to see and we should see how we could be able to resist and sort these issues out in terms of we don't face this challenge when they're on hand. And now there's warnings that are coming now. With these warnings, let's see how we can be able to assist.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.